So, should we have ended Britney's thing? Like, everybody was so up in a... Baby.
I mean, you saw the reel I showed you today. I think... I don't know. She's doing some crazy things.
Babe, I think I told you from the beginning of this whole Britney Spears thing.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I think we don't know what's going on here. Like, she was a child star.
Right. And watching that documentary we watched.
Oh, my God.
There was a reason.
How is her husband still married to her? Well, is it the money? It's got to be the money, right?
It has to be, because you've seen the videos.
I wouldn't put up with that shit.
What is he doing when she's making these videos? Is he there? Well, is he at the gym?
The latest thing is he's not even around her.
So she's just home alone making videos for Instagram.
With cowboy boots on.
And a bikini.
Oh my God.
There was a reason why that conveyor ship, whatever. Is it conveyor ship?
conservative... I don't know what it, we both can't say it.
Conservatorium. Whatever.
Whatever.
Conservator.
Just somebody watching over this human being.
There was a reason why they had that.
And yeah. More people should have that because...
Well, Wendy, you know Wendy Williams, she has one.
What?
Yeah.
A conservatorship?
Yeah. She is not in control.
She ain't right in head? Okay. Now the question is it right... to go and trot as a family member, mm-hmm. knowing that these people are not capable of living, and then trot them out in front of a camera.
No, I think that's wrong. They should be under isolation at that point.
But money.
And, well, back to Britney. I feel bad because we watched another documentary before the conveyor ship, whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Before that was lifted, they were making her do shows and stuff. Remember? That's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. But she enjoys being able to live in the house that she has and shit.
I know, I would. Shoot.
Okay, so is it wrong? No, what was wrong? Like, yes, it's wrong to trot them out, okay?
Yeah, I like that word, trot them out.
Yeah, because they're not horses.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, prize-winning horses or anything to
but
trot out.
But they are kind of trotting them along.
Yeah, for money.
Yeah.
But also, that horse loves that money.
They love trotting.
Like, Britney loves her mansion.
Yeah.
So, where's the line?
I think there should be a limit. Like, oh, she can only do... 20 shows a year. I don't know. Like,
well, who's to say this shit? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's all just fucking wrong. But I watched the two reels you showed me. She needs it.
Yeah.
She's gone. And I will say this though. I don't think the people that should be in control
should be your family.
Are her parents. No, 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 no. So the whole thing isn't the fact that, like, she needs one and mm-hmm. her parents shouldn't be. The reason she needs one is her parents.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Then we are not going to go give them money, control more over this person. Mm-hmm. If they're just crazy and they're crazy, then yeah, the parents. But the reason Britney's crazy
is because of her parents.
So we're just going to keep giving them control?
No. Someone else who's like a non-biased person.
A psychologist?
Yeah, that's a good career.
No, I'm just saying. What?
Yeah. I'm thinking like you can make a business out of this.
Just like controlling child stars?
Yeah.
Making sure child stars aren't fucked up.
Have an agency where you, like if someone needs to be under this conservatorship or whatever... Hey, you call up this agency and they assign a case manager to be over.
Let me do this.
Yes.
So this is how the phone call goes.
Yes, yes.
Hi, sir. My parents fucked me up because they needed money.
It wouldn't be you calling.
Well,
I'd be an agent. Like I have...
No, I don't want the agent involved. They just want money, too.
I don't know.
So the kid calls? Like, what are you saying? Like, yo, my parents fucked me up. I need somebody to control my life that's not them.
Okay, I need to work on the business plan, okay? I need to work on the business plan. It's not all together.
All I'm saying is, in these scenarios, if the parents put the kids in this scenario,
they should not
be controlling the money.
I agree.
Because the only reason they put the kids into this scenario is for money.
That's true.
So, yeah. Like, Brittany needed somebody else.
Yeah, someone else who's not closely involved with her to be over her.
So, do you think the LGBT community caused this?
Well, and I was...
No, I'm just saying.
I was just thinking about
this. Like, did the gays cause it?
Here's the thing, because I was just thinking about this, because we watched the two documentaries, right?
And they were all gay.
Yeah, they were all gay, but it's funny how the media works.
Oh, TMZ did it.
Because
TMZ did both was of free Brittany...
Yeah, and
now is the Britney needs somebody to control them.
Remember how and we were on the first one? We're like, yeah, this is horrible. Like, she needs to be free. Free Britney. We were all about it.
I was like, this is fucked up. Let her be a human. No, don't let her be a human.
And now we watch this one. It's like, okay, no, she needs to be back on it. Reverse it.
Yeah, let's revert. Whoops. But is it, like, do gay voices are they too loud? I know they screech, but...
Oh my gosh.
Like, can we rein this back a little bit?
You know what? Say it loud.
And proud? Yes. You know what? Maybe we should listen to this.
Maybe we... Okay.
We overdid it. We overdid it.
We should have just taken what they had to say into consideration, deliberated on it a little bit, and then... You know,
not gospel.
Yeah,
it's not gospel.
Yeah,
it's how they talk, right?
How do they talk, James?
You have to listen.
Yeah,
you cannot ignore that tone.
I am. Sorry.
Oh my God, Brittany, free! Oh my God, I have to listen. Like, there's no way I shut my ears off from this shit.
Horrible. Horrible. Well, they got the job done. They freed her.
Now they regret it.
Now we need to reverse it. Because didn't they say even her fans are worried about her now?
Yeah. No, everybody is. We watched that video. Everybody needs to be worried about this woman. She will kill or kill herself.
Oh, wouldn't that be crazy that we wake up one day and it's like, Britney Spears murdered her husband, Sam.
That's why he's not at the house.
Damn.
You know what I think sucks the most?
Hmm.
Is she tricked him.
She bamboozled him. Straight bamboozled.
Everything I watched, he seems like an actually genuine human.
Yeah.
That wants a happy life. Like, and there was, we watched that whole, like, Britney Unfreed, whatever it was called, documentary that they just reversed it. It's like, we fucked up. But literally they go, he's such a nice guy, he won't get physical back, but he will yell.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminded me sometimes when we fight, I'm like, no, I'm not going to hit her.
Yeah.
But when she gets crazy, I'm going to yell the fuck out.
True.
So, did the gay community fuck up with this one? Did they? Is this their first fault?
I don't know.
I feel like it is. Free Brittany! Free Brittany! No, you should have stayed out of that woman's life because you didn't know what that woman's life was. This isn't to discount what her parents did to her. Her sister got pregnant at 16 by a producer. Mm. Like, they're not good people. I don't understand why you would give the conservatorship.
What was her show? Not Hannah Montana.
Oh, my God.
What was her show?
iCarly. No.
How do you know? See? Both
yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah. Anyways, it's not the end of the world here, but you get what I'm saying.
Right. Now, I have a quick question for you.
About Britney?
Yes, and this is it. Then we can move on to the next topic. Do you think her husband liked conservatorship Britney better or new Britney?
I bet you it's conservatorship.
Yeah.
I think he likes the money more.
Yeah. But she's
like,
more regulated.
We also have to like think about that shit. Men are so much more manipulative.
Yeah.
What if he's putting on the persona like a sociopath? And he got married, and now the conservatorship's done, and he's about to leave this bitch and take half her money. My last thing, then, is, do you think her sons are ever going to talk to her again? That's the most embarrassing shit ever.
Yeah, considering when her baby daddy got custody of the kids, I think he was
still Kevin Federline?
Yeah, do you remember?
He was the butt of every joke, and now he's the one that everybody's like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Him.
I have a guilty pleasure song of his.
I don't.
He has a song that I really like of Kevin Federline.
Okay, I don't care.
I know.
This has nothing
interest. Well, it's just a sidebar.
Do you want to sing it?
No,
definitely. Oh, okay, if you're not going to sing it, then I don't think we need to talk about it.
Definitely not singing about it.
Talking about people that shouldn't be talked about anymore.
It was just a sidebar.
No. Talking about people that shouldn't be talked about anymore. Do you think Harrison Ford should be in movies anymore?
I mean, why not?
He's so old.
How old is he, I wonder?
I think he's like, he's definitely dead.
Like in the dead range? In the dead range?
Like tomorrow, if it said tomorrow, Harrison Ford died in his sleep, I wouldn't be surprised.
Wasn't that him, the one that we just found out his son is the guy that's in The Boys?
No. Him? Oh my God, you did it again. Who that's Dennis it? Quaid.
Oh, yeah. See, babe. Those two look so much alike to me.
No, maybe, they don't.
And maybe they don't. Just their name.
One's redhead.
Who?
Dennis Quaid has red hair.
He is a blonde.
No, he has red hair. Dark red hair.
I need to mental note that one because he does not have red hair, does he?
Holy shit. Well, it's that like brown red. That
what color does Harrison Ford? His is like salt and pepper, right?
Well, now that he's old, he's
but he was a blondie, right?
No, he had brown hair. Do you not know who Han Solo is?
Oh, yeah, he does. Does he play Han? See?
Oh, my different faces. Fucking God.
I wish you could see the faces that I have in my head for each one of them. I really do. I really do wish you could see this.
Woman. So, Dennis Quaid has stopped acting.
Okay.
His son.
You want to know who I...
is acting. His brother went crazy. Randy.
Okay.
But Harrison Ford just filmed a new Indiana Jones movie.
Yes.
Remember? And yes. You thought that was Dennis Quaid.
And they're mixed up, but you...
No. You thought Harrison Ford was Dennis Quaid in Indiana Jones. This is so fucked up.
Who was that handsome guy in CSI? He's older. And
this
has
nothing
hair.
To do
yes,
with
this. Yes, it does. Because you want to know why? Because in my mind, Dennis Quaid looks like that guy.
And you're talking about CSI Miami.
Yes.
I need you to stop talking. Why are these correlations of white men that look nothing like each other coming to light? This is like me saying Denzel Washington, Samuel Jackson, and Dave Chappelle all look alike.
They don't, though.
No.
They look vastly different between the three.
I know this.
Maybe I just think, okay,
what
this guy looks
fuck?
Like he could be a Dennis Quaid. A Dennis Quaid, not necessarily him.
No.
See, this is how my
That dude has fat cheeks and has saggy face. Dennis Quaid has a fucking tight face with big cheeks, good cheekbones, fucking blue eyes, super handsome.
But also, you've watched more movies than me.
This is pop culture.
I don't know if I've ever seen it. Okay, who's in that? You remember that one movie? Yours, Mine, and Ours?
No, what the fuck? Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah, me, Myself. No. That's Jim Carrey, isn't it?
You thank God. Yours, you got my, that one right.
Yours, Mine, and Ours.
What the fuck's that?
See? You haven't seen every movie out there. Never mind.
I think you made that one up.
No. It's about the... No, Cheaper by the Dozen. Cheaper by the...
Oh, my God. That's not even close.
Who's that guy?
Martin Lawrence?
No! No! Cheaper by the Dozen, baby. Look at that.
What the fuck? None of this makes sense.
This is a great episode.
No, it's not. Fuck this.
People get to hear how my mind works. Cheaper by the Dozen.
Steve Martin.
Oh, no. Yours, Mine, and Ours. Look up Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Oh, so that's a movie now?
Yes, it is. It is. It is. It is.
Because Cheaper by the Dozen.
Not the one with Steven. Not with him.
That has Hilary Duff in it. Okay. Tom Welling and Steve Martin.
Not that one. Yours, Mine, and Ours.
What the fuck is... Yeah, it has Dennis Quaid.
See? Okay, there we go.
Oh my God.
That's such a good movie.
You couldn't even bring up, like, God damn it.
That's what I know him
from. I'm totally, Sister Act. You couldn't even, not Sister Act. What's the movie I'm... It has that train wreck of a woman.
Whoopi Goldberg?
No, that's Sister Act.
Oh.
What's the twin movie? You know twin movies with
Mary-Kate and Ashley?
No.
Hold on.
Come on, you got this.
Parent Trap?
Yeah, Parent Trap. You can
He's
even bring...
in Parent Trap?
Yeah, he's the dad.
So I have seen movies with him in it. Maybe two.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan and Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid, I don't know.
He's handsome.
Anyways, do you think Harrison Ford is too old to act? I do. He's about to be in the next Captain America.
As who?
As the Red Hulk.
He's old. Is that a good choice?
I don't know. I just think at some point we have to let these actors go.
It's time. It's okay. Do you think he's hurting for money?
No, that's the whole thing. Like, that's the crazy part in my head.
He's being greedy.
No, it's not greedy. It's like, it's just what he does. Is he going through the motions?
He might be.
Like, he just wakes up, he acts, he goes to bed.
Just every day, huh? Like. Is the Red Hulk, is he old?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're not putting an old guy in a young person's character.
No, weren't like CGI-ing him down.
Okay, like, okay.
Why would you do that? That would just be retarded right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
20 years from now, you just put Bruce Willis in a movie. Ugh. You know he sold his rights off?
Yeah, to his voice, huh?
No, his whole being.
That's residual income right there. His kids are set for life.
What are they gonna do with
that's
that?
So weird. Once he dies, they can just be like, okay, we have his voice. We're gonna use his voice. We have his motion capture. That's weird. Okay, that's going too far. That just gave me goosebumps. That's going too far for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, literally at some point in court, we're gonna say that video's not real.
That... I think
like
I really do
video think, used to, we might go back to the Wild Wild West. How can you prove a video's real?
Here's the thing.
No, but like, so two people show up to court, right?
Uh-huh.
defense lawyer and attorney, like, you know, the whatever.
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
And they both show up with the same video, but it shows two different things. And it all looks real. What's real?
That's weird. I don't like it. AI should be banned. If we're going to ban anything, it should be AI.
And it, I will... I can't say that. Like,
how do I propose a bill? Can I propose a bill?
As you can call your senator.
I might have to call... Who's our senator? Nadine Woodward?
I don't know. I guarantee you, if you call them, they're Republican and they'll be behind you.
I don't know.
They everyone don't like seems, that shit.
Everyone seems to be liking it.
There's benefits to it.
Like what? Give me a benefit of AI.
Think about it this way. AI is literally uncontrolled Google search.
Right.
We love Google.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't people love that?
It's too much.
Ask a question and it's answered.
I can ask it to write a novel for me.
Yeah, you can. See, that's the danger.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
It's hard.
Ban AI. Ban. I will be out there. I don't know where we're going to protest, but I'm going to be out there with my sons. Ban AI.
You know, ban AI, but kill babies.
No, we're not protesting that. We're protesting banning AI.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be the abortion?
Yeah.
You're going to be out there. You're going to have, like, mutilated computers
on. Exactly.
I'll say this. I don't agree with, like, all of this abortion shit, right?
Uh-huh.
All of it. Some of it, I see.
Right.
I'm not gonna. We develop shit in this world. We should make it better.
Mm-hmm.
But I can just the fact that like the Christian people go out there with like mutilated like.
That's horrific, and
it's just like I don't want to see that shit.
That's depressing, isn't it?
It's like, hey man, I agreed with you, but that's why are you doing this?
Going too far.
Why are you doing this? What the fuck? You're making us look bad. We just don't want, like, every life deserves to be lived.
Yes.
Like, that's what and your also, sign should say, not,
right.
Look at this mutilated baby.
It's like, and that life deserves privacy, actually, if you think about it.
It's just like, fuck, ugh. Man, disagree, but you don't gotta show me.
I don't need any visuals. That used to scare the heck out of me when I was little. I'd be like, I'd close my eyes.
Well, I think that's like running fucking people off too. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a part of those people.
Yeah.
If they were out there shouting, every life needs to live.
Something.
I'm behind you. Every life needs to live. Now here's a mutilated baby carcass.
Yeah. And don't forget, you're going to hell. It's like, okay, am I alive? Do I deserve to? It's like, don't scare me. Dang.
Dude, people go so, so
extreme.
Far. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
But now in the internet age, everybody's like, I need to be a part of something.
Yeah. Ugh.
So,
that's the 21st century for you.
And then they put their questions online or their comments, and then we get to read them. AKA, Tira, let me get on something.
Yeah.
Tira, what do we have today?
So, we're going to go ahead and read about hygiene. All right. So, it says here.
No, what is it? Like, it says here? What the fuck's that? Who commented this? Who put
so,
it?
So, this is in a group. I don't know if I want to give the names, because I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, somebody posted. What's in the group name? Come on.
It's this called is what I'm Wives talking. Anonymous and Unfiltered. So, what happens in this
okay,
group,
so some wives put this out.
Yes, a wife
boom,
put this out.
Boom, boom.
And when you post, it's all anonymous.
Okay, then what does it say? See, you have to say that shit, because now that has context.
Okay. So, hi, everyone. Here it goes. I've been married for 5 years, and this is my second marriage. First marriage was 21 years. Current husband is one of a kind. I have a huge problem. The man doesn't like to bathe. He will literally take a hoe bath every blue moon. I'm super fed up. I shouldn't have to stand him about cleaning his butt. it took a minute before I realized he wasn't taking showers. Well, actually, he'll lie and say he just got out of the shower 10 minutes ago and the shower would be dry. How would you handle this? This is very embarrassing.
Bitch, weren't you married for 20 years? Yeah. Like, Do you not understand this? You're the expert. Do you not understand this is how men work? Ew. We do dumb shit like this.
Yeah.
This is what you have to put up with. My whole thing is, sorry, this is how men are. Like, I'm not even going to try to defend this man. We're gross.
So, if I didn't suggest us taking showers every night together, would you take a shower every night?
It would not be as... Yeah. I know. I'm not trying to say that. Thank it's God okay. For me? Yeah. This is why I tell you we need women in our lives. We have to be a team. Men will do dumb shit like this.
Taking a shower is a team effort now?
No, it's a shame effort.
Do you feel shame when I say, let's take a shower?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know I have to. I need to.
But in your heart, you want to say no?
But in my heart, I was like, if you weren't here, I'm not going to.
Oh my gosh. I didn't think you were going to answer it that way.
This is shit women need to understand.
Oh my gosh. That
is hilarious. Like, whoa, who were you married to for the first 20 years of your life? I know. That's my question. Just.
And he probably showered, though.
Honestly, I feel like.
That's probably why she's like, I don't know how to handle this. He doesn't shower. Let's read one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next time I'll get some juicy, juicy ones. Okay. So, do you guys say, I love you, to your boyfriend or partner when leaving the house? Disconnecting a phone call every time? I'm curious what you guys do, because we did, and now I notice he's not doing it anymore.
Well, if he's not doing it anymore.
What do you think? What do you think's going on here? Let's unpack it.
We know what's going on here.
He's disconnecting himself from her?
Exactly.
Is that how you guys work?
Yeah. We'll keep you comfortable. We'll say it back.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Give us all the tips, James. Give us all the tips. You're giving women insight. Thank you.
No. As soon as the man is not saying it out of nowhere, he's very, very upset.
So they need to have a sit down and talk about something.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily that he's unhappy.
The joke was like he's cheating on you. Oh.
That was
the joke. But like most of the time what's going on is
there's something.
The man is disconnecting.
Ooh. So do you think something like that could be repairable?
Yeah, it's always something that's like, but you have to have good communication. Mm-hmm. And like,
there could really be something that's bothering him that she doesn't know.
Or ignoring.
Ooh, yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know what this dude's life is or anything, but if he has shit going on for him, mm-hmm. Why am I gonna sit around and not be appreciated?
Right.
Why am I going to be treated a certain way? Mm-hmm. Fights and shit. And then you treat me a way where I'm not appreciated?
Yeah.
I'm going to go full Andrew Tate. All right?
Oh, no.
Men want to be appreciated.
Yeah.
That is our goal in life. When a woman appreciates us.
How does it make you feel when you're appreciated?
Top of the world. Like, I can do nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the true sentiment of it. And as soon as we don't feel that way, like, we don't want to appreciate you. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do shit for you.
It's like, well, why bother doing this if I'm not being appreciated?
I'm doing the hard work. Mm-hmm. I just want you to do the dishes. What? Is that so much to ask?
And we just want you to shower.
And that's not so much to ask. And if you could have the whole fucking conversation, people could be happier. But that's like,
very true. People need to stop.
But if this dude's not saying I love you.
You say it randomly to me, don't you?
Are you questioning that?
No. I know you do.
Okay.
And you randomly give me kisses and stuff.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And
these are sounding like questions.
And when we disconnect, well, we don't really talk on the phone because we're always together.
When I'm pissed at you, do I do it?
No, and I don't either. Yeah.
No, you do. You're the one that needs it.
I do. I do.
I have no problem being like, hey, not appreciated. Don't want to make you feel good.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
We definitely know that.
You want to talk about what I do? I take it to another level than this man.
Let's talk about it.
I will cut myself off from sex.
We were going to try to keep this a little short. We could go an extra 15 minutes. Let's talk about it. So, my husband, James.
Yes, babe.
I'm going to give you guys a little insight on him.
Okay. I'm lighting a cigarette up in here if we're talking about this.
So, he.
Yep. Tell him.
You know how. People can easily.
Women do this all the time. Can I caveat this?
Yeah.
Women will do this all the time to men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's acceptable. And I'm doing it for a different reason than to punish you.
Yes.
What I'm doing is not punishment.
Mm-hmm.
It is me.
Yes.
So go on.
James is. So let me just. When.
I'm a sex addict, by the way, too.
Yeah. So, usually when men are easy. We know this, right? You agree. Men are very easy. You pop out your pussy and it's on, right?
I see you in a thong, and if I'm happy, it's on.
Exactly. So, usually we can use sex to get what we want, right?
Or to make your man happy.
James does not work that way. I could be... booty out, looking right, and if he's pissed off at me, nothing.
Babe, I've said passive aggressive shit when you're like that.
Yeah.
Your booty will be out,
mm-hmm.
all propped up to get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, why are you sitting with no blanket?
Yeah. Or you'll cover me up.
Yeah, I've covered it up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, don't do that shit. See, I understand how women feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fucking object.
Yes, and that's the thing. He doesn't want to feel like he's being used, for one. And two, he just doesn't get...
Can I say how I feel? Yeah. Or are you going to tell, like a woman, you're going to just explain...
I'm woman-splaining?
Yeah, you woman-splaining okay. this shit for everybody.
So you explain.
No, I'm just, I enjoy having sex. It is one of the most pleasurable things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That two people share. Why would I want to bring you pleasure after you, how you treated me? My hand gives me my pleasure.
Yeah.
Coming is the pleasure, right?
But it's more fun with someone else.
I enjoy bringing pleasure to people I love or happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do it. I just can't. And my dick don't get hard.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why would I want to make you happy after you treated me?
And here's
the thing. That's the best way to put it right there. Why would I want to make you happy after you, how you treated me?
Yeah.
I don't want to put my dick in you.
That's true.
I'm not a fucking piece of meat.
Which I think is very, because I think that's very honorable because, and this might sound weird, men are dogs. And I think that.
We are.
And I think that if he just gave it up, even if we were like spewing pissed off at each other, I'd be like, ew. All he wants me for is sex.
But you try to do it.
Yeah.
So women are fucked up, huh?
Exactly. And that now that you put it in that perspective, It's wrong that we will sometimes use our body to manipulate the person that we're with. I think it's wrong.
And then we got the Miller Lite commercials that's just like, oh my God. Women in bikinis are so... No, you guys fuck with us.
Mm-hmm. We know that we have the good stuff that makes men go crazy. And we use it
wars are fought over you. Wars. Thousands of men have died for pussy.
Is that how all wars were started?
I saw the movie Troy.
That's true.
What was that war started over?
I haven't pussy? Seen it, but I've heard of it.
Troy was started over a pussy. And then Achilles got killed.
Wasn't Achilles gay?
No, he was Brad Pitt.
No, they're saying, like, in real life, he's gay.
Tiara, we know so little about history. We don't know how the pyramids were created. We say Jew slaves. That's not possible.
We what?
Jews.
Oh, I thought you said we saved Jew slaves.
No, we say Jew slaves.
Okay.
Built the pyramids. But do we know? No. So now we're just going to make the one of the greatest men in the history of the world gay? We don't fucking know.
They said,
how are we going to do this?
They said his little sidekick or whatever. His.
Okay, cool. You know what? Also back then, they were cool with fucking guys.
It wasn't as taboo as it is today.
It doesn't matter. I don't care where your wee-wee goes.
Wee-wee? I've never heard you say that before. That one caught me off guard.
I don't give a fuck where your wee-wee goes. Why is that a big deal? I don't give a fuck what you do after you got your shit done. That's Did true. You put the work in? I don't give a fuck what you fuck.
I like the way you think, babe.
Go fuck your little henchman. Whatever you want to call Achilles the guy. But no, Achilles... I don't know why we want to go back in history and be like, well, the greatest men were actually gay.
I know. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
To try to influence what? What are we trying to accomplish there?
Hold my beer. You want to know what it is?
What?
Most of the world's not Christian.
Yeah.
They don't have those values. Now, we have the internet. Mm-hmm. So you can take down those values. And without those values, you can control people a lot easier.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It's almost logical and easy.
Yeah.
And it even has you. Right? I'm going to say it out loud now that we talked about my sex life. It even has you as a pastor's daughter. Mm-hmm. Even defending some shit that your dad would never allow to be defended.
Yeah.
We're bringing down our society. Just to care about people's feelings.
Yeah.
Who the fuck ever cared about people's feelings? No war ever has. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. I don't give a fuck what you want to fuck.
He really does care about your feelings.
I really do. You can shut the fuck up. I do care about people's feelings. Mm-hmm. But also, if they're retarded feelings... I'm not going to care about him. I want to be known as Snail Me.
Snail Snee.
Whatever the fuck that is. At some point, I have to stop giving a fuck.
Yeah, I agree.
I know. And this is the whole thing. And then you're still going to vote for Joe Biden.
I'm not voting for him again.
Why not? Is it the pedophilia, the association with China, the fact he ruined our whole country?
I'm not going to talk about my politics on
Well, no, podcast. I want to know why you're not going to vote for him again. Again.
I'm just not going
to. Again.
There has to be another candidate. Who? That's gonna be, I don't know.
the next he's person the to give person, you all the money?
He is the only person that has announced that he's running again for president.
Donald Trump did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Ooh, what's going on outside? I don't know he did. So they're the only two that have announced. There's so many other candidates that could come
There's
along
two
that
others.
Might be better. Who?
RFK.
I don't know who RFK is.
Junior. Robert Kennedy Jr.
He's running?
Yep.
Okay.
As a Democrat.
And who else?
That might be something, a problem for Joe Biden, because...
Is he younger?
Yeah. And he's a Kennedy. He's Bobby Kennedy's son.
Yeah.
And JFK and RFK were killed by the CIA.
I don't know. Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
Did you not get the name Kennedy woman?
I did. Yes. That's why I was so confused why you were still explaining it. I'm like, I know who you're talking about.
So he's coming out to run against Joe Biden.
Okay.
And then we got Ron DeSantis and another dude.
Ron DeSantis announced he's running for president?
We all know he's true.
Okay, I asked you who's running for president.
No one's running against Donald Trump, okay?
There has to.
No. No one's going to beat that dude. He's an entertainer. And America
Someone has to try. He's not the only person that can run for the Republican Party.
He's using Republican in name.
There has to be... What if there's someone else who comes out that's better than him? Without all the hubbub and the hee-haws.
I told you, Ron DeSantis is the dude.
He's not running.
Because he knows better.
There could be... Okay, I'm being optimistic here. There could be someone
that
might
be a little bit better. You're doing your dumb girl shit.
I hope that there's someone... Just like I hope there's someone... RFK? Already
Did I not have hopeful...
He's already got my vote.
This is why you don't need to vote. Please don't vote. You heard a name. You heard a fucking name. And you're like, I'm voting.
Other than Joe Biden. That's what I heard.
You know what? This is why we need to bring around not a racial, like... fucking educational to be able to vote thing, but everybody needs to pass the test to vote. The
racial.
Shit, yeah, they used to make black people.
We
like,
couldn't vote.
No, they used to make you pass an intelligence test. Did you not know that?
That's horrible.
Yeah, I agree. Just for black people. That's horrible. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yeah.
It was like, guess how many marbles is in this jar.
That means my grandparents probably had to do that.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy to think how not long ago that was?
It's so awesome that we don't do that shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think without a race thing involved in that.
So what kind of test do you want to do?
I don't know, like a 10-question quiz. Like, I don't think a lot of Americans can pass that shit.
10 questions.
10 questions. Like, who was the fifth president? That'd be the first question.
Who was the fifth president?
You wouldn't know.
Do you know who it is?
I know how many people would say Abraham Lincoln. No.
I put him in, like, the top two. Like, he was the second president of the United States. Isn't that crazy how we think? Like,
he's 15, by the way.
Who was the fifth president?
I don't know, but
who's the second? We know George Washington,
Thomas Jefferson,
and see, I you know what? I'm so dense.
See, no,
because I always mix up. Who was the guy that invented the light bulb? Thomas Edison.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear Thomas Jefferson, I think Thomas Edison.
Oh, and yes, I'm like through the. You associate white people real well.
I'm a ditz.
But no, like some basic questions to be like, hey, do you care about our country?
Yeah. What's the capital of Connecticut or something like that? I don't know.
No.
Do you know the capital of Connecticut?
Oh my God.
Just random questions about the United States.
No. It should be important questions.
Oh. Not geographical questions.
I don't give a fuck about what Connecticut is doing. I live in Washington, where we have Camp Hope in Spokane. Like, why do we think of ourselves as a whole country anymore? We're not. We're individual states that defend ourselves from this one document. Mm-hmm. The only thing that makes us a country is if somebody attacks us, we defend each other.
Yeah.
No other, nothing else is like that. But the powerful people, mm-hmm. right, went to other countries after they gained their powers. Mm-hmm. Saw how much easier it was to control and be authority. You know I can't think of the word I want.
I know.
You can go fuck yourself.
Do you want me to say
yeah.
authoritarian?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's easier. And then that means we get along with the rest of the world easier.
Yes.
America's not about getting along with the rest of the world.
Don't get him talking about America, you guys.
We're not about that. We're about giving everybody the right to do whatever they want as long as you don't hurt anybody. And every other country in the world controls their population. Well, we don't.
We're the 10th less free country. You know who's number one?
I don't believe this. I don't believe
this. I know you
don't.
I know you don't.
Because they don't have freedom of speech, so you can't be free without it. So we're number one.
We're not.
No other country has the freedom of speech, so that makes us one.
We're not, though.
But they don't have freedom of speech, right?
Germany's number one, and I would love to move to Germany.
What the fuck came out of your mouth?
I follow a lot of Americans living in Germany, and I would absolutely love to move to Germany.
You're talking about, like, the Holocaust country, right?
Yeah. A very welcoming country. A lot of people of color live in Germany.
You can't say Nazi in that country.
Okay.
You can't do
shit. Is that a part of your everyday language? Is that going to be a hard thing to do?
Nope, but I want freedom to do whatever the fuck I want, and no, it's not free. I want the freedom always to say whatever the fuck I want. Okay. And that is the key to freedom, is to be able to speak your mind. And no other country, no other place in this world has it in law that you are allowed to speak your mind. So therefore, you are not free in any other country.
I didn't.
You would go to jail for talking in Germany. You got to follow the laws.
Talking in Germany.
Oh, saying different things. You can't say Nazi.
Would I go to jail for doing this?
Yep. Yeah, the Hitler salute. Damn straight, you would. That's like one of their number ones. That's like the N-word over there. But they lock you up instead of just getting the shit beat out of you and you get to go home and think about what you did. They lock you up and throw you in jail if you do that shit. I'd rather get punched and go home for saying the N-word. And they both got N-words. But one you go to jail for, one you get punched. I would rather be in the country where you get punched.
Technically, according to South Park, you can't say the N-word when it's adjacent to guy. You can't say the N-word guy.
Oh,
they
God.
Can't be
you,
together.
You're disconnecting from the conversation here.
I'm being goofy.
I know. And you realize you didn't want to go live in Germany.
I do, because I want to try Wiener Schnitzel.
That's a North American brand. Not a real thing. And no, it doesn't mean hot dog.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean hot dog.
No, I know. Wiener Schnitzel is...
What?
Like lamb or something like that.
What do you want to try? Something like that? I heard I want to try something like that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I want to hear you describe
Wiener
it.
Wiener schnitzel. It's like what chicken. Is it? It's like fried chicken.
It's or like lamb. What? Like chicken or yes. Like lamb?
It's lamb. Do you know or what chicken? It is? Yes.
Do you, I was no. Tell you me know, what it is.
Exactly. I'm telling you.
No, it's like that.
It is a breaded piece of chicken with
or gravy, lamb
or lamb, like a lamb chop or do you know what I'm talking about? What am I talking about?
No clue. This is the worst description I've ever heard in this world.
I was a, what podcast?
It's
was?
Like chicken. It's like lamb. I mean, it's breaded, but it's like this. Like what? What is it? Like I'm means like you. It's similar.
I'll figure it out. I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, so you're talking about shit you don't know.
Yes.
I'm not even going to look it up.
I know you're thinking Wiener Schnitzel, the schnitzel.
I literally said, I know it's not a hot dog.
It's not. No, it's not a hot dog. It's schnitzel.
And said, I don't know what it is. And then asked you to describe
it. Look up schnitzel.
No, I'm not. I want you to describe it more.
I told you.
You don't know.
With the gravy.
You don't know. You want to try it, though.
I think we have a place. schnitzel.
No, you literally said the other day, we're getting a Wiener Schnitzel. And I was like, sweet, we're getting the hot dog place.
Oh, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to tell you.
Are you going to figure out how retarded you are or what? Like, I don't know what you're figuring I out. You, other, little... you don't know what schnitzel is. Like a... No. Keep describing it for
I
me.
I did. I described
no, it. No, you didn't. You said I like you, shit.
It is fried like you would fry.
Like?
It's fried like you would fry chicken fried steak.
No, you said chicken and lamb.
Yes, it's lamb.
Now there's chicken fried steak involved?
No, it's fried like a chicken fried steak. So it's a fried piece of chicken, a fried piece of meat that's been...
What?
...smacked down and flattened. And you get make it with a gravy. It's really good.
Like what?
It tastes like... It reminds me of like lambs. Or it reminds me of like pork chops is what it reminds me of.
I'd love hearing you talk about shit you don't know about.
It's not fair because I've had how many shots?
No, it's totally fair. You shouldn't talk.
I know what I'm talking about.
And no, you don't. Like what?
When we
what
go to bed, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about.
Like what?
I described it. I'm not going to describe it again.
You like?
You won't let me look it up on your phone what a schnitzel is. So I can't give... I would like to just show you a picture. See, exactly.
You baffle me.
You love me.
You baffle me. Tiara.
What?
We're about an hour into this. Let's get done. Yeah. God damn it, man. You already told me that somehow you'd still vote for Joe Biden.
No. I told you I was not going to vote for him.
But you wouldn't vote for Donald Trump.
I'm going to look and see what my dude RFK is doing.
Yeah, I'm just going to finally vote for somebody else again.
I'm going to see what he's up to.
You know, like, I'm going to double down on this blind vote.
I'm going to see what he's into.
Just because, you know, orange man bad.
How does it feel to be married to me? Do I amaze you every single day?
I feel like you're ignorant.
I feel like I like to have fun.
Was it fun voting for Joe Biden?
It was when I first voted for him, yeah.
Was it fun fucking up our country? Because Orange Man's bad? Was that fun?
COVID.
Almost like the Democrats took a page out of the Chinese book. Which was paying the Bidens for years while he was vice president. No, don't say that. Oh, she's tired. She's tired hearing about how Joe Biden's corrupt and how wrong she was to vote for
the government is corrupt, baby. All of it is. So from you the head voted down to the toes.
Sweet. So who isn't part of the government?
Us.
And say it. Say who is not part of the government.
Us. Anyone who is a politician has done something
so
sneaky.
Wasn't it totally dope not to have a politician as president?
He definitely became a politician.
No, he didn't. Yes, no. He did. No. He did. Everybody said shit to make him one. He just... No.
It's okay.
I know. No, it's okay. He's not a politician. I understand. And as soon as a non-politician got into the game, every politician hated him.
I'm not because it's like,
don't expose all the
stuff. I'm not voting for any of them. They're old, both of them. We need someone fresh.
Ron DeSantis.
What is the youngest age that she could become president? 35?
No. See, now you're going to discount wisdom.
I'm just saying, we need someone young.
I want a
50-year-old.
I want a 50.
Young, hip, and fresh. 50 is not old.
Ron DeSantis. I feel you.
He's not going to run for president
because
he
knows he'll lose.
He's fucking up Florida right now. People are not going to Disney World.
Good.
People are moving out of that state.
For Disney World?
For what? All of the bills he's passed? Illegal immigrants are not getting paid now.
Oh my God, illegal people aren't getting paid?
They're leaving the country, so, and now construction...
Get the fuck out!
Construction has halted, so a lot of things aren't going good there.
Oh my God, a company has
He stopped a lot of funding to colleges for inclusion and diversity. And
if you're
going to
teach this stuff, you're not going to get funded.
Inclusion...
I'm not going to give you money to teach kids.
So he's not funding things like African Americans Club or the Mexican Americans Club.
I watched all this. I watched it all.
And then whatever's going on with Disney World.
Stop teaching this bullshit. And then what Disney's been doing is pedophilia shit. And the most...
Ron DeSantis got married at Disney World.
Cool. Then he realized. Can people change?
Yeah.
So why does that matter?
I was just saying.
Cool. You just saying cool shit that doesn't matter?
Just a fun fact.
It doesn't matter?
Continue on whatever.
So you said a fun fact that didn't matter.
We were talking about Disney World and I said he got married there.
Cool.
All.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so continue.
People change.
Okay. Continue on what you were saying. You get so defensive of these people that you need not know. It's crazy.
Well, no. I get defensive about dumb fucking accusations and arguments because I went to school for it. And it annoys me.
Okay.
Because I know the deflection and what the arguments are and the definitions of the arguments. And what you were doing was classic deflection. You were saying shit that doesn't matter.
We were talking about Disney World and I said, Ron,
yeah,
just got married at Disney
World.
Hey,
do you know where the most children go missing?
Well, it's a big park. Of course they would go missing.
And do you know who gets charged for it the most?
Who?
The employees.
Okay.
It's not a good place.
I would love to take the kids to Disney World.
I don't. I would never take them to Disney World. It's crowded. It's creepy.
Not anymore right now.
Oh, good. Good. Disney needs a fucking slap in the face like Bud Light.
They're looking at relocating Disney World.
Sweet. Good.
Do you know how many jobs that's going to take away from that economy?
I don't think Disney is a good company. I don't like the control that they have.
Florida's about to be a ghost town.
Cool. Let's see. Go ahead. Think that. Let all the Democrats leave and watch everybody else move in. Nobody wants to be a part of this shit no more. Go ahead and leave.
I don't
like. I'm good with all these. If you want to leave over this bullshit, then leave. It's a better state without you.
My opinion is, I think it's wrong what he's doing about the diversity and inclusion or inclusion clubs, because having things like the African American Club helps a lot of people meet people that look like them, especially if they're predominantly.
Okay, no, so you're.
But they do
it
for,
look like you.
Nope, they do it for a lot.